Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
WTIC, Monday. Here we go. Another week. Another NED press conference at 4 o'clock. But we've got to be positive, work with what we've got. We do have a little time here, so let's make the best of it. And first off, I just have to mention Trader Joe's succumbing to pressure for being racist. I wonder if anybody, if we got 20 people just to call up right now and define the word racist, if we would find any correlation between one person and another's definition, because I don't think anybody even knows what it means. I don't. How can it be racist to be lighthearted? That's essentially what they're saying. Trader Joe's to change product branding after petition calls it racist. The grocery store chain says it's changing its ethnic food packaging after more than 1,400 people signed a petition describing brands such as Trader Ming's and Trader Jose's as racist. First question of the afternoon. Is that racist in your mind? 860-522-9842. That's the... well, because it's just so hateful, isn't it? Aren't you shocked at how hateful it is? Let's see what else. Oh, so there is this. Well, let me read you this one. I was listening to this podcast this morning. The Connecticut Mirror does it, ctmirror.org. They've got a podcast called Steady Habits. And John Dankowski, who hosts it, did a couple of pieces on the eviction crisis that's supposed to be hitting the state. And he's got this interview with a woman. It's just wonderful. Ashley Blunt is her name. In terms of understanding exactly just how, while Republicans have been sitting around thinking about other things, I guess, what's important has simply gone by the boards. And every once in a while, there's a story that pops up and just shows how whatever it is we thought we were fighting for, those of us who are conservative or liberty-based in our perspective, I put myself more in the liberty camp. I believe in what the founders created. I think being free is the key to everything. And the opposite of being free is what the left is pushing. That's how I look at it. That's my perspective. And now we've got a government. And in retrospect, I don't know how you can avoid it. But we've got a government now that is totally in a transactional relationship with its voters. That is, they have been taught to expect the job of the government is to take care of them. And they keep demanding more all the time because there's this moral imperative, this moral superiority, which is the, that's what's going on with this whole idea of the cancel culture and having to go after. They have to go after. Why do they go after Trader Joe's, do you think? I think they have to do it because it's just too tempting to give up. You've got this this kind of Me Too culture of lambasting people for being normal, because normal is always changing. And they've got normal changing at such a dramatic pace now that there's no way to keep up with it. There's no way for the average person to know what they can safely say anymore. And a lot of people just are very cautious as a result. Something I don't particularly like, but it does happen, that people get more cautious. And it's a normal, healthy response. It's just not one that I can manage to do, because I just think it's, we owe it to each other and to ourselves to keep our culture as open, as free, and protected. Free expression just has to be protected. And the left is anti-free speech, amongst lots of other things that it is anti. And this is a way to clamp down on the free expression of ideas by name-calling as soon as somebody says something. Okay, so what am I talking about here? I'm talking about, well, let me get back to the story from the CT Mirror. Affordable housing. Affordable housing, it says in the CT Mirror, is already out of reach for many residents. But the COVID-19 shutdown has made that problem much worse. Despite a moratorium on evictions that's been extended to the end of August, housing advocates are worried that thousands will be forced out of their homes because they can't afford to pay their current rent or the back rent they owe. And that's just one deadline looming. The other is the end of this month, when the federal employment, when the federal unemployment insurance that's paying people who've lost their jobs an extra $600 per week, when that goes away. So these are two moments that I think have to happen as quickly as possible. We just can't afford to be paying people not to work. We can't be paying people to sit home. We can't be paying people to assume that that the policy of the Democrats of shutting everything down is the best policy. Who is going to be riled up about the destruction of our economy when they're getting perhaps more money than they've ever gotten by sitting home? And there is debate in Washington right now about how to extend that. But anyway, I wanted you to hear this housing advocate, Ashley Blunt from CT Core. And Ashley Blunt is making the argument here for how and why people should not have to pay rent anymore. This is a demand for the end of rent. Seriously. It's called Cancel Rent Coalition. This is Ashley. Wait a sec. She's not coming over. I've messed it up again. 860-522-9842.
What we are calling for is to stop evictions.
Let me try it again.
What we are calling for is to stop evictions and to cancel rent until we are clear from this pandemic.
Until we're clear from the pandemic. Now, that could be a couple of years. She says what we are arguing for is to cancel rent for the rest of this pandemic. Now, this is about how the Democrats have divided our society into two parts. They've got the cities where they keep people poor and dependent on the state. And then there's the rest of us who think this is still America that we're living in. But gradually, what's going on is the number of people who are being paid to be voters of the Democrats is just coming to dominate the electoral marketplace. And this is the kind of thing. If you have a population that's dependent on the state, and you're out there arguing for them to get more money to stay home and be dependent on the state than ever before, you've got a very motivated constituency that will come out and fight and be riled up looking for more because they're getting paid to be politically active. Naturally, it's hard to compete by going out and making an argument saying, you know, slowly, like the frog in the warm water that's progressively getting hot, these Democrats are taking away our system of government. That's not as exciting an argument as saying, we'll give you more money if you come out and fight for more money, if you show up at protests.
So much has changed until folks are able to go back to work, until we are able to provide folks with what they need to be safe. we believe that cancel rent is a thing, and it needs to happen until this state and the government figures out how we're going to go about our lives.
You hear what she's saying? She's saying it's the government's job to figure out how people are going to live their lives, how they're going to make ends meet, how they're going to be able to pay for daily life. She's advocating for an end to rent for people who vote for Democrats. It sounds like a really good plan to get elected. Do you have any objection to it? 860-522-9842.
What happens if we end up with a bunch of landlords who then can't make their payments to banks?
Wow.
So there's that's John Dankosky, who is the host of this podcast at the CT Mirror. And he's kind of cautious, but he asks her a question.
Why there's a focus on our part on the tenants is because in some of the cities, our most populated cities in New Haven and Hartford and Bridgeport, the percentage of renters is in the high 70s, opposed there being 25 to 26% of those folks who actually are landlords and own property.
So she's saying that because the majority of people don't own property, they don't have any rights. 860-522-9842. Let's take a quick break, then continue the conversation on WTIC. WTIC, let me play that cut for you once more, and then we'll take some phone calls.
Why there's a focus on our part on the tenants is because in some of the cities, our most populated cities in New Haven and Hartford and Bridgeport, the percentage of renters is in the high 70s, opposed there being 25 to 26% of those folks who actually are landlords and own property.
That's an argument she's making. She's making an argument that because there are fewer landlords than there are renters, that the renters get to do whatever they want to the landlords. It's the most bizarre argument. But then again, this is a Democratic activist looking for freebies. And freebies is what life is all about. Free rent forever thereafter, seems to me. 860-522-9842. Mike in Windsor Locks. Hi.
Hey, Todd. Thanks for taking the call. I scraped together money. I'm not rich by any means, and I bought a two-family rental property, and I have a mortgage that I have to pay. And if I don't charge rent for 2 years, how am I supposed to pay my mortgage?
Well, you're just a landlord. Who cares?
Okay.
You know, that's the attitude.
Yeah.
What difference do you make? You're just one of the evil white supremacist rich people.
Okay, that's far from the truth, but, you know, I go to work, I work two jobs to get by, and, you know, I charge a fair rent, and I provide a quality apartment, and, you know, I'm not looking to be rich out of this deal, and, you know, maybe people would be able to pay their rent if the government would let people go back to work.
Well, that might be true, too. But if people are getting bailouts, then they don't care about going back to work. And Democrats seem to prefer the bailouts because that expands their business model and their base of support. But the argument you're making is the America they want to get rid of. You're saying I'm the America they want to get rid of, essentially, because you want to work for what you have. You want to earn it. You want to do it the old-fashioned way. And that's they're trying to push that out of favor.
Well, that's sad. And, you know, I really feel sorry for everyone. You know, one of my part-time jobs is at the airport, and thankfully I work for a private hangar. But come October 1st, you know, there's going to be a ton of people at the airport that are going to lose their job at the airlines, because that's when the agreement that the government had to keep everyone working for the money that the airlines got ends, you know.
Well, that's going to be a very interesting moment. Mike, thank you for the phone call. 860-522-9842. August, hello, you're on WTIC.
Hey, how you doing? I just happened to turn the radio on. I'm in my van here driving across town to do repairs on an apartment, of course, because my obligations don't stop. I'm a landlord in Meriden, and I'm owed tens of thousands of dollars right now. My suggestion is that woman, I don't know who she was proposing that rents be abolished, have her put in her proposal, too, that every elected Democrat waive their payroll until the pandemic is over. In other words, take no pay, like I'm taking no pay. I'm still working. You know, the government is made a slave out of landlords. They basically illegally confiscated our property, which is against the Constitution. You cannot take property and give it to somebody else without compensating them for it. So I want to know, where is the proposal to pay me all those lost rents, which I'll never recover, because the limit of small claims court is $5,000. Many of these tenants will be well over that. So how would a landlord collect? You got to hire a lawyer now and add more expense and then chase the tenant. These tenants are going to disappear into the woodwork. I say, you know, let this woman, who was she, by the way?
Her name is Ashley Blunt. She's from an organization called CT Core.
Yeah.
But it's called the Cancel Rent Movement. What's that?
Again? What's that? I'm sorry.
It's called the Cancel Rent Movement. And it's there's a coalition of these organizations that feed off the public trough from the Democrats that are pushing this thing. But you just made a really compelling argument, August, for they're messing around with tragedy here, but they're trying to make us into the Soviet Union fully. They want us to be Castro's Cuba.
Well, you see the socialism being pushed all over the place, and I'm absolutely totally against it. I mean, I work hard for a living. I work hard to build up my properties and maintain them. And, you know, what kills me is I still got to pay my taxes. I still have to pay my insurance. All my bills remain constant.
You don't matter to them, August. This is why the demonization thing they do is so important. Thank you, August, for the call. That was terrific. Tony in Wethersfield. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Todd. Todd, that Ashley Blunt's idea is a completely stupid idea based on a completely stupid theory. The idea that she's just going to compare the number of landlords to the number of renters. So, well, of course, there are going to be a lot more renters. How stupid can you be? But that's why I say this is not just between the landlords and the renters. This is a very good picture for middle-class people to see where the Democrats are going and what they want to do. That is why any middle-class person votes a Democrat. They are completely nuts. Because
why? What's it got to do with the middle class?
The middle class is going to be affected by this, too, because their taxes are going to be going up. Just like something happens and they burn, they kill, they loot, they put people out of work, they damage dreams that people have made, all because of something that happened. That comes back to all of us. That's all going to be taken care of with our taxes going up. And
Tony, of course, you're absolutely correct. Thank you so much for making that point, because the point you just made, the middle class, the only place there is enough money to pay for all the damage that Democrats do is in the middle class. That's why they push tolls. Hurts the middle class. That's where the money is. They talk about the hateful rich, but it's really the middle class they hate. Stay with us. We'll talk more after news on WTIC. What's really important to do with the left is to watch what's really going on in their activist base, the people who drive the Democratic Party. Not what they say, not how they hedge their language like Jolly Ned, making it seem like he's a reasonable person after reasonable things, that he's competent, that he knows what he's doing, wants the best for the state. None of those things are true of the Democrats, because the Democrats support this kind of garbage?
So there is this push and pull with the landlords, but we are not calling for those landlords not to receive their rent.
No, we don't want the landlords to be stiffed. We want the working guy to pay for everything for everybody else.
Their rent. We are calling for the government, for our state, for Governor Lamont, for the housing commissioner to step up and make things better for the tenants and for the landlords. Those funds that are coming down, that $10 million, those should be allocated to the landlords.
Oh, yeah, but listen how much her program costs. Her program is no more rent charged to people who can't afford the rent.
What the numbers show is that we would need $150 million each month to stay housed.
To stay housed. We, the people, need $150 million a month to stay housed in the state of Connecticut. What is that? That's like $2 billion, isn't it?
A month to stay housed. That is a lot of money, opposed to the one-time $10 million rental relief. And which is why there needs to be some things figured out.
All right. So listen to the underlying logic. First of all, she's complaining that Jolly Ned is only coughing up $10 million to give to people so that they can stay in their apartments without paying rent. She's complaining about it. And she's saying we need $150 million a month. And we deserve it because we need it. That is the underpinning of her argument.
So what we are calling for is to cancel all rent, period. Understanding folks
who are not
paying their rent currently is not because they don't want to pay their rent.
Yeah.
People want to be able to pay their rent. They want to have a safe place to live.
It's not because they don't want to pay their rent. They're not scofflaws. It's just life is tough. And it's true, life is tough. 860-522-9842. Dave in Brantford. Hi, Dave.
Yeah, hi, Todd. I got 3 points. I'll try to go quick. It's funny that lady made a math point that there's 70% of us rent people paying and only 20, 25% landlords. Therefore, we win,
yes.
We rule.
Exactly, yes.
In every other aspect of lefty ideology, the smaller the percentage of the minority, the more deference they give them, you know, based on your race or your very strange LGBTQ status. The more minor you are, the more we need to defer to you. Apparently, that doesn't work in this case.
I think the problem for the landlords is they need to be 3 or 4% of the population. Then they would be subject to the charitable instincts of the left.
Once upon a time, and it was in the old days and often in the South, you needed to be a property owner to vote because you had skin in the game. So these public parasites who pay no taxes and only have their hands out could not come into your town and shift the voting block in such a way that distorts the people who have skin in the game. And so it makes it not so weird, not so racist to say, well, you need to own property before you can vote on such issues. And the last point would be these Marxist ideologues, basically they're trying to inspire mob rule to have the majority population just come in and take what doesn't belong to them.
I think that's just right, and that's what they're all about. Thank you, Dave. Good call. Bob in Middletown. Hello, Robert.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, isn't there enough people in the state of Connecticut that we can just overthrow these, what Malloy wants, the shutdown, and just open up the state of Connecticut for crying out loud? And this woman that doesn't want us to pay rent, if everyone would listen to her, she said, until the government and the states figure out how we are going to go about to live our life, I could figure it out myself.
Well, you can maybe, but she can't, and her brethren can, her fellow dependent class people who've been trained by the Democrats to come to the government for everything because that's what the government is for.
It's going to be such a disgrace. We're going to be turning into Minnesota pretty soon.
It is a disgrace. I think that's the right perspective, Bob. Thank you so much for the call. Good to hear from you. 860-522-9842. It is gross. Absolutely gross. I mean, I think that level of disgust is what is called for.
Those who are left most vulnerable, those who are unable to pay at this time, do not have the resources and most likely do not have access to the programs, to the things that they need to actually get the assistance they need.
If public policy is based on neediness, then the highest ranking member of society is the person most in need. That's the Democrats' communist vision. This is what we fought against when we were fighting the communists from the Soviet Union. It's what we will be fighting against with the communists in China, I suppose. It's what the Castro regime has been about in Cuba. This is the altar that the left has always worshipped at, and now they're confessing to it because they don't even realize. They've gone so far with this, they don't even realize that they are just slapping in the face everything that America has always stood for. Brian calling from Hartford next. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how's everything, Todd? How was your weekend?
Oh, it was rocking. A rocking weekend. I love to sweat. How about you?
Attaboy. Watch Hill was very nice. So
glad to hear it.
Right on, man. So, you know, this is that Democrat vote that you're talking about. This would be either the Obama or the Biden vote or your Ned Lamont vote. I mean, pretty much, you're right. These people don't want to work. There's the program, the giveaway.
I don't know. I don't blame them so much. I don't think it's that they don't want to work. I think they've been taught that government is like daddy. And daddy's job is to give you the $100 when you need $100 and to loan you the car when you need a car. And there is no bottom line because government is always there to bail you out if needed. And by the way, Republicans are on this wavelength now, too. Aren't Republicans right now negotiating another $1 trillion freebie for this very purpose?
Well, I think they're wanting to knock it down to giving, extending it for $400. Well, this is what Rush Limbaugh said today: $400 a week in lieu of the $600 a week. On his show, they said to be in the top 10%, they had to make $160,000 or above. There was a guy that was crying that he couldn't make ends meet. He made $135,000 a year, and with his unemployment plus his $600, he couldn't. But it's the Democrats that are trying to throw in a $3 trillion deal for their special interest groups, which, you know, your unions, your this, your that, the other thing.
Sure, but Brian, I think that's our problem, is that nobody stands up for, there should be no money coming from the federal government to pay states for the states' inability to pay their own bills, like Connecticut, which ran up billions of dollars in debt well before the virus came along, and that the federal government has no business sending checks to individuals, dead or alive, taking money from all over the country to give back out to the states. That's, it just runs right in the face of what our system of government is supposed to be.
Yeah, that is Daddy Trump, though, because, I mean, that's your highways and everything else really is federal. The military really is up above all. You know, with all this and everything that's going on, you're probably a little older than me. Is this, remember that dude in California and Los Angeles that was listening to the Beatles' White Album? Is that finally happening now, Todd?
Brian, thank you for the call, Manson. Yeah. 860-522-9842. Where are we going next? Let's talk to Gene in Harwinton. Hello there, Gene.
Good afternoon, Todd. How are you?
You know, I said I'd love to sweat, so what could be better?
Well, I don't know about that, but it all depends on the situation. But anyways, you know, I really first and foremost want to thank you for what you go through every day. You know, you really are doing a service to the people. I mean, somebody like me that never had a further education, I've learned more in a year or two listening to you than people in 4 years of Harvard.
Well, you know, don't put too much stock in an education just because you don't have a formal one. The education of life The education of common sense, the education of experience, these are the important educations.
Well, I was very lucky. I had parents that had more common sense in their little finger than a room full of people do today.
Well, there you go. And that's what, I guess maybe that's what education is doing now, is weaning that out of people, pounding the common sense out of them so that
stupidity.
Well, it's pretty sad
when you think about it.
It certainly is. All right, anything else, Gene?
Yeah, I would like to say, these people with this rent stuff, have they lost their minds?
Why do you ask that?
Well, you know, it's like, what do they expect people to do? I mean, yeah, I get they want to take care of the people without the rent. I mean, little by little, they're chipping away at our country, slowly but surely.
I just don't think they're conscious of anything. They've gone to the schools run by the Democrats in the cities. Those schools are the worst ones, and they're making sure that people don't know anything about how life works, and teaching them that Santa Claus is always on the roof, always with a big bag of gifts, always ready to slither down the chimney and give you what you asked for. It's very weird, but people seem to buy that. Bob calling from Vernon. Hi, Robert.
Hey, how you doing? I don't know if you happened to catch around noon at State Capitol, they had what they called a coalition of 50 organizations that each got up on a podium, well publicized by the video media, reading off their capitalist iPads. And I felt I was in Moscow in 1963 on May Day, overthrow capitalist oppressors. It was just beyond. And what scares me is, how is the majority of the people of this state, how are we putting up with that? And why is there no strong, but you're the only portal of sanity that I can pick up. I'm at a loss as to how.
Well, I think you just described the problem, Bob. If nobody, if there is no media, which effectively there isn't in the state, if there's no media that on a day-to-day basis is reporting honestly what's going on and instead is in bed with the power structure, which includes Republicans, by the way, who don't run around saying this is what's going on. I haven't heard any Republicans standing up and saying we've got to stop the communism of the Democrats who run the state. But it's about time we just said what it is, and nobody does it. So if nobody reports it, it just goes by and it keeps happening. And it keeps happening. And this is my problem with the people in so-called leadership positions who don't lead. The Republicans I'm talking about. They should be jumping up and down, yelling and screaming, it's time to restore America to America.
Absolutely. So,
Bob, thank you for the call. Good to hear from you. 860-522-9842. I'm sorry if I cut you off before you intended. I thought you were done. Call back if you like. Quick break. We'll talk more. Coming up on WTIC. By the way, just a reminder, the rant line is sitting there waiting for you at 860-751-4698. Say you're driving around. You are irked by this topic. You want to call in, but you can't. Maybe you're officially at work. Maybe you've got somebody else in the car. Maybe you just don't have time. So you pick up the phone, you call the rant line, 751-4698. Bang! You record the thing, then at 510, we play the calls, which we will do here today on WTIC. It's 860-751-4698. Or call right now, let's chat. Let's do it. 522-9842. Tim, you're next on WTIC. Hi, Tim.
Hey, how are you? You know, I hear a lot of people and everything, and they're always talking about, well, maybe this, and all that good stuff. But I retired a couple of weeks ago from the car sales industry, and I can tell you real stories and real facts. And when you put it all together, it's really quite disturbing.
What is the it you're referring to?
The whole thing about this rent and everything else. The number of people that would come in to the dealership, and I they'd have to fill out a credit application, of course, in order to get a loan. And some of them would put down, you know, oh, I'm paying $1,300, $1,400. And I say, yeah, but what do you pay? And they'd tell me $150 a month.
And okay, so these are people on programs who are coming in to buy a car, and they're living in a $1,300 a month apartment that they pay 10% of, maybe.
10% of, okay? And there was one particular instance that stuck in my craw, and it was a person that came in and laid out a check, made out a bank check, made out to our dealership for $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
A bank check from the New Haven Housing Authority as a down payment on a vehicle, and she refused to buy anything other than an Infiniti.
And why was, do you have any idea why the Housing Authority was providing the down payment for this car?
Well, my finance manager and I searched as hard as we could, and apparently buried somewhere in the New Haven Housing Authority is this situation where they have this offshoot subsidy of the New Haven Housing Authority that believes people need to get to work,
mm-hmm.
so they need a car, and I understand that, but you could also take a bus. This is what goes on all the time. If you take the number of people in the state of Connecticut that are paying $150, $250 a month for $1,300, $1,500, $1,600 a month apartments, who's paying the balance?
Yeah, it's a scary situation you're describing, Tim. Thank you so much for the call. Stephen, calling from upstate New York. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Todd. I was trying to think how to consolidate this so it's not too complicated. Ultimately, what's taking place in our country is we're being turned in from responsible people to people who are being taken care of. And when you're being taken care of, you're not free anymore. And evidently, the people in this country have decided they don't care about freedom. They want to be taken care of. And it's a frightening thing, because once we're taken care of, the state can dictate anything it wants to. And the people think I don't know, they must be delusional.
No, they're just, it's that boiling water thing, you know, the frog in the water where it starts off not that hot. And people don't think about the consequences when they are stuck with the consequences of the present being something they can't manage. So I've gotten myself into debt. I can't figure out how to pay that debt. Along comes the government promising free things, and suddenly the government is looking like my best friend. And this has been cultivated over years. So, good point. Thank you for that, Stephen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.